Vedanta Treatise, Section 1, Introduction to Vedanta. Chapter 1, Role of Vedanta. Science and Vedanta. Vedanta literally means culmination of knowledge. Veda means knowledge, Anta means end. The knowledge of your real self. The self within is supreme, presently obscured by your body, mind and intellect. You are aware of the body, mind and intellect, but not your real self. Vedanta helps you unfold yourself, discover the true nature of your inherent being. Your real being is divine, the abode of absolute peace and bliss. Humanity is unaware of the intrinsic wealth within oneself. People seek wealth and enjoyment in the external world. They are governed universally by two motivations: to acquire wealth and to enjoy what is acquired. Thus is the life of human beings propelled by these two forces. Few realize that there can be no satiation or fulfillment through acquisition or enjoyment, through external pursuits. Life is defined in Sanskrit as anubhavadhara, stream of experiences. As long as experiences flow, there is life. When the flow ceases, life is extinct. An experience is therefore a unit of life, constituted of two factors, subject and object. The individual you is the subject, the world the object. When you contact the world, subject meets object, you gain an experience, and the flow of experience is life. One class of thinkers worked upon the object world to provide humanity with greater peace and happiness. They were the scientists. Science has made a colossal contribution for human welfare. It has developed the world to near perfection with press-button comforts. Nevertheless, people are not as happy as they should be. In a perfected world, there seems to be only worry and anxiety, suffering and sorrow everywhere. That is a paradox. Another class of thinkers investigated the cause of the paradox. They were the ancient sages living in the Himalayan ranges. These great philosophers analyzed the anatomy of an experience and discovered that the subject, the individual, was unattended, neglected to a point of fault. While the world was well taken care of by science, consequently, the unprepared individual lived in stress and strain in a world of plenty and prosperity. The sages thus focused their attention on the subject, the individual, and gave out the sublime philosophy of Vedanta, the knowledge designed to rehabilitate the individual to perfection. Subjective development prepares the individual to meet the challenges of the objective world. Human beings alone are faced with the dilemma of choosing their actions. They need to exercise their choice of action every moment of their life. All other creatures have a computerized, preset program of action. They do not have the problem of choosing their action. A tiger cannot become a vegetarian, nor a cow become a meat eater. They are constrained to follow a course of action to suit their particular nature. Vedanta equips you with the knowledge to make the right choice of action, also provides you with a technique of action, a technique you can apply in your home, in your business, in society, everywhere. It gives you a practical way of life to satisfy your material and spiritual needs. Following that course, you enjoy prosperity with peace of mind.